All right, we're here for one-on-one with a professional on this brisk 26-degree morning. Last time I checked, it's 15. Now it's 26. We're really moving on up there in the temperature. Friday, December 8th, 9:30. And just imagine that music playing there for you. The Mozart and all that good stuff going on there. It is time for one-on-one professional. Ben Nicholas filling in for Charlie Tarabelletti. And we're with Melanie Bayless, who is a co-director of the Bartlesville Festival of the Nativity. Let's pretend that I haven't lived here that long.
All right.
What is the Bartlesville Festival of the Nativity and what makes it unique?
The festival started about 8 years ago. It's a community event. The highlight, I think, of it is the Nativity Showcase. We have more than 500 nativities on display for the community to come and enjoy.
Wow. 500 of them, are they rented out? Are they loaned for the holiday season?
They are loaned for the 3 days that the festival runs by collectors in Bartlesville and the surrounding area. We have close to 50 different individuals who help to make the festival possible by sharing their nativities for people to come and see.
Absolutely. And so I have to imagine that no two nativity scenes are alike. Is that, I mean, there's got to be stuff from all over that look all sorts of different ways.
Yes, and all sizes, shapes, colors, from different countries in the world, from very whimsical to very, very elegant. There is something there for everyone to come and see.
And with more than 500, I'd have to imagine that every year it's a little bit different.
It is, because every year we have our large collectors may bring different nativities, and then we also have additional collectors that come to share their nativities. And we love to have new people come and share their nativities as part of the festival.
Sure. Well, let's talk about that. If somebody's sitting around, they're saying, you know, hey, I have a nativity scene that I'd like to share, whether it's unique. How can they do that? Is there a way to still kind of get in on the action this year?
Not this year. Nope. But they're welcome to. We have a website, mm-hmm. which is BartlesvilleNativity.org, that they are welcome to go to, fill out the contact us form, and I'll add them to our email list for next year. The festival actually opened this morning at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
It'll run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. It is at Father Lynch Hall, which is right next to St. John Catholic Church. And then there are also some other events that are associated with it. We do two concerts mm-hmm. that are family-friendly concerts. One will be Saturday at 2 p.m., and then another one Sunday at 6 p.m. Those are at St. John Catholic Church. They're in the sanctuary. Mm-hmm. And then on Monday, we will have our Messiah sing-along, which we want to invite the community to come to. And this year, that sing-along is going to be at First Presbyterian Church, and that'll be at 6:30.
Okay, so a lot of things that go along with this festival.
Yes.
Not only is there the viewing, but there's the concerts as well. How long does it take to set up all this? This is an intricate deal for 3 days.
It is. We this year took nativities in all day Wednesday, mm-hmm. and then yesterday the team spent all day decorating and making the magic happen. It really becomes like a fairyland, and it is absolutely beautiful. There are a lot of people who put in a lot of hours.
Sure.
One of our major sponsors is the Play for Burke Foundation, which many Bartlesville residents have become familiar with for their emphasis on service and outreach to the community. And then we have the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints mm-hmm. and the Catholic Church that have been large supporters, but are also reaching out to other congregations in Bartlesville to participate and to help provide volunteers. So it's really become a community-wide event.
Sure. I think it's cool to note that the Church of the Latter-day Saints and the Catholic Church of all denominations, if you will, coming together.
Yes.
This event.
And that's one thing that we really want to emphasize is that, especially at this time of year, our similarities are more important than our differences. Mm-hmm. And so this truly is for the entire community. All ages are welcome to come and enjoy and start their Christmas season with just a remembrance of why Christmas was established in the first place.
Absolutely. So it's a three-day festival, 9 to 8. You might have said this earlier. Do people have to pay to get in?
No, it is all free.
It's all free. So just show up.
Just show up. Yep.
Well, very cool.
Show up and enjoy.
Well, what can people expect when they walk in as far as looking at the nativities can go? Are there any things that stick out in your mind that you've seen so far?
I think the thing that's fun, I usually am very close to the front door to welcome people.
Sure.
And it's just to see their eyes as they walk through and are just hit with the whole appearance of the room, because it is amazing what happens. Like I say, there are so many different nativities.
Mm-hmm.
Every year I find a new one that someone brings that I just love, or that touches a chord. But we have ones... interestingly enough, we have collectors that run in families, and we have some two-generation, we have some three-generation, we even have a four-generation of one family that bring nativities to share. And so you'll have ones that appeal to children, you'll have ones that appeal to, we have very, very elegant ones, we have very whimsical ones, just a wide variety.
Sure. And there's got to be a lot of history that goes along with all of them.
There is. And we have not been able to really put a lot of the stories out there, but that's my favorite part, is I talk to the collectors, because each of the nativities has a history and a story and is special to the person who collects it.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure just handle the utmost care the entire time, too.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And so we have a no-touch policy, and it doesn't matter your age,
right.
Children and adults, it's a no-touch policy, because these are precious to the people who brought them and who are loaning them to us for the festival.
Absolutely. And so how did this start? How did this whole festival, 3 days, this is not your first rodeo.
No, it is not. We actually started 8 years ago. And we started with just the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints as a way to help the community realize that we are Christian and do believe in Christ, and as an outreach to the community. It was our gift to the community. And over the 8 years, it has grown and evolved. And like I say, now the Play for Burke Foundation is one of our major key sponsors that helps provide the funding for the festival. But it was just a desire to help the community kind of refocus their thoughts about Christmas.
Was this your idea? Can you take credit for it?
No, not totally. I actually had just moved to Bartlesville when the first one was in the planning stages. I had been responsible for one in Stillwater.
Okay.
And had done it that year, so I came with some experience.
Okay, yeah, you had some time under your belt.
I did.
Well, very cool. At the 3-day festival, a lot of good things are going on there. You mentioned funding, and you mentioned that the Burke Foundation is a big funder for this.
Right.
Without necessarily going into too many details, this is an event that does need funding to be put on, correct?
It does, because there are some expenses, and we do have other donors. And there's donation information is available, you know, and sponsor donations. I should mention that one of the things that we do is that there is a raffle of nativities that goes on, and then that money goes to help provide Christmas for children in Bartlesville that would not have much of a Christmas.
Absolutely.
And so all of that goes through directly to the kids.
Absolutely. And you know, I wanted to get to the point that people, if they still wanted to donate, they said they go there, they enjoy it, they say, you know what, like, I want to help put this on next year.
You betcha.
We'll always take funding.
We'll always take funding and recognize them on our websites and posters. So we invite anyone who feels like that they would like to help. Mm-hmm. Because it's only going to grow.
Mm-hmm. You know. BartlesvilleNativity.org, is that correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
Very cool. Good website. I guess for people who are tuning in and they're listening and they kind of necessarily maybe don't know what we're talking about, and, mm-hmm. and maybe sometimes we assume because we know what a nativity scene is.
Right.
What is a nativity scene? What kind of makes up a nativity scene, and why is it important? I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Okay. The nativities is basically the Holy Family. It's a representation of the birth of Christ. And it can be as simple as just Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus, or it can be very elaborate with the wise men and the shepherds and all of the animals. And sometimes these are referred to as creches. Mm-hmm. So that is the stable part. Okay. So, like I say, they can range in size from teeny tiny, you know, half-inch tall figures up to ones that are several feet tall. We have one nativity that people will be able to see outside Father Lynch Hall that is in white wood that is actually was done by one of our people, and it was his children served as the models for the nativity figures.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. So there's, again, a lot of history that goes behind these. A
lot of history behind them.
And so this is a really good representation of Christmas from the Christianity point of view, I guess.
It is. Yes, it is. And because Christmas is such a central part of Christian religions, mm-hmm. you know, and we recognize that there are others in our community who do not celebrate Christmas, and we invite them to come just to enjoy the beauty of the nativities.
Of the nativity scenes. It's a great symbol, and of course a lot of pieces as well. My mother, my father for that matter too, they have a nativity scene that they grew up with, and it's made out of wood, and there's so many different pieces that go mm-hmm. to it. Like you said, some of them are complex, some of them are really simple. Do you have one? Have you submitted one? Do you have one?
Oh, I'm a big collector, okay. Yes. And so are my children.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I have probably 20, 25.
20 to 25.
Well, that's how many are on display.
Okay.
More than that. But like I say, we have some very large collectors mm-hmm. that have big, but then we also have just people will just bring one. An interesting comment was made last year by some of the people that came in that this was motivating them to dig their nativity out, you know, that they'd stored away and hadn't put up for years. But it motivated them to go home and say, hey, I need to put up my nativity. And that was exciting for us because that's absolutely what we want to share.
So 2025 that are on display right now, you have more. I would mm-hmm. say that's a relatively large collector. I don't know if that's
kind of
the scale here. I don't know.
Yeah. Probably mid to large.
Mid to large yeah. in there. I know I asked you what your favorite one was that's being displayed out of the 500, but of your personal collection, is it on display or is it at home?
It is. No, and it is the very first nativity that I got, and it was given to me by mom. She had mm-hmm. painted it, and that was the one that I treasured, and for a lot of years, I didn't buy any other nativities because that one was so special to me.
Absolutely. And again, it's always interesting to hear the history behind that.
Yes.
And behind them, their symbols. And of course, they're on display, kind of a museum, if you will. But they still hold a lot of value and memories.
It is. And it's really interesting. I had some people over the years say, a nativity's a nativity. How, you know, why should I come see it? And I would say to that, because they are also unique and different. In past years, we've had ones that were built out of Legos by kids. We've had ones out of cookie dough. Mm-hmm. So there's just such a variety of how artists portray the nativities.
So a lot of good things. Messing with the computer here. A lot of good things happening. You mentioned concerts. You mentioned a whole bunch of things going on this 3-day festival. One more time, run down through that, this kind of schedule.
Okay.
If you will, for me.
I will. Okay. The Nativity Showcase is open today, Friday through Sunday, open from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Okay, then there will be two family-friendly concerts. One Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock. They run about an hour. And then the second one will be Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Both of those concerts are at St. John Catholic Church, which is here in downtown Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. I forgot one very important event.
Okay.
Saturday at 4, there's a live nativity that is being done by the children from St. John Catholic School. And that will be outside on their amphitheater playground. And so we invite you to bundle up and come see the children.
Absolutely. Okay. A live nativity. How many people generally participate in a live nativity scene?
It depends. I don't know the number on that. Yep.
It'll be a surprise.
It's called You're Working with Children, with families. So that'll be wonderful. And then, of course, Monday, the Messiah Sing-Along at First Presbyterian mm-hmm. Church. That's at 6:30. We will have music provided so mm-hmm. people can just come and sing.
Sure. A lot of good things going on. Of course, I assume you can get the entire rundown and where and what and when and how and why on the website.
Yes.
BartlesvilleNativity.org.
Yes, and then we also have a Facebook page, so you can look for Bartlesville Nativity on Perfect. Facebook.
Facebook as well.
It is.
You guys are doing all sorts of good things, covering all avenues, and you know, just from our brief little conversation here, a lot of planning has gone into this.
We start planning as soon as this, well, sometimes even while this one's going on, we start planning for the next year.
What can we do for next
getting
year?
Ideas and thinking what can we do to improve it.
An event that has been on in Bartlesville for 8 years so far mm-hmm. and hopefully for many more to come.
We hope so.
And we really appreciate you coming in here. Bartlesville Nativity mm-hmm. open this morning.
Yes.
Open this morning till 8 tonight.
That is correct.
All right. Today, tomorrow, and Sunday, and that's it.
That's it.
And on to the next year.
Yep.
So you don't want to miss out. BartlesvilleNativity.org. We really appreciate you coming in here. Melanie Bayless. Get the name correct. How to get the name correct. We really appreciate you coming in here this morning.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to speak about this.
And a Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks for listening to